Welcome to the December 2021 end of this most challenging year for all of us, Parkinson's Recovery Support Group convening. Thank you so much for being a member of Parkinson's Recovery. The announcements that I have for you on the end of the year support group gathering is, first of all, we have some New Year's resolutions, suggestions and guides here on the meditation website. So we've got a longer meditation that is recorded, and then every day we've got a meditation that really facilitates the development and the formulation of a resolution that will expedite and support a successful journey down the road to recovery. Be sure then to connect in beginning Monday so that you can set the intention to use my meditations as a support for being able to formulate some clear goals, some clear expectations for you to be able to, again, succeed in your recovery program. Second of all, I wanted all of you to know that the way I have been spending all of my work time over the past several months has been to dip into the many, many interviews that I've conducted over the past 15 years with experts who have remarkable ideas of what you can do to have a reversal of your symptoms. I really have interviewed, if I could describe this, as the movers and shakers, the people who really know a great deal about what natural approaches, methods, and techniques are successful in being able to help people reverse whatever symptoms a person might experience that happens to be associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. I take these interviews, I listen to them, I then extract what I think is the meat or the gist of the best idea, the best suggestion that you can take action on, and then actually then placing this content into one of my online courses. The idea that I had was I kept doing new interviews and I kept telling people, okay, everybody, listen, you wouldn't believe the wisdom that we have been able to document over the past decade and a half. Go out there, please, and begin listening to the radio show interviews. Well, I realized that very few people have the time to listen to an interview that's anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour long. What I did realize is that for every interview that I have sponsored with a guest, I think I get at the conclusion of the interview and I think to myself, wow, we've got one or two or several takeaways, enormous, wonderful, spectacular takeaways that anyone listening to this interview could say, okay, I can take action on that. I can do that. So what I've done is I've gone back, and in some cases these interviews were 2009, 2010, 2012, with, again, amazing scholars, practitioners, researchers, medical professionals, and persons who currently experience Parkinson's symptoms. And I've listened to the interview once again, and then, again, I've extracted the suggestions, the ideas, the possibilities for recovery that are embedded in each of these interviews. And then, again, we're putting those onto the online courses. I know many of you are currently taking one or more of the online courses. I do want everybody to know that, especially for all of you who are members, you can register for any of my online courses for a 50% tuition discount. If you do that this coming week by the end of the year, and the coupon code is SUCCESS, S-U-C-C-E-S-S. So if you enter that into the checkout page, you'll notice that the regular tuition is discounted by 50%, which is, you know, really quite a generous discount. So if you've been thinking, oh, I'd like to be able to take Robert's Rock Solid Walking course, or his Tame Tremors course, or his What Really Matters course, or perhaps the Giant Leaps for Recovery in 14 Small Steps, or the course on how you can basically reduce traumas and address anxieties, we've got quite a few that we've developed. We continue to post new suggestions, new ideas in all of the courses, which, again, is how I've been spending my research focus over the last several months. So again, feel free if you're motivated to engage any one of those courses as a part of your recovery program in 2022. Please be sure to take advantage of the 50% tuition discount, which is available only one time a year, of course, over this holiday season. I also wanted everybody to know that I do have one more program that I decided I would mount with only really one announcement. And that program is that if you would like to be able to get some intensive support for your recovery in 2022, I developed mainly, quite frankly, for members and for students who are in my courses, a 2022 Recovery Jumpstart opportunity. That entails initially a comprehensive session individually with me where we identify the factors that cause your symptoms and then develop a program of recovery, some steps, action steps that you can take. It's a way really very similar to what a consultation does. But then the follow-up is that every week thereafter for 3 weeks, we then check in with each other and we'll do a check on, okay, we decided that you were going to take these six very specific steps. Step number one, what's the progress? Give me a report. Step number two, what's happened, et cetera, et cetera. So you'll be able to get some real online support. It's like similar to coaching that a lot of people do. And of course, as we have those subsequent conversations, it may be that we'll be adjusting your recovery program given what you've learned as a result of the action steps that you actually took. So 2022 Recovery Jumpstart opportunity with me individually. I'm only offering it here over this holiday season, once a year kind of opportunity. So if you'd like to be able to get that kind of hands-on support, I'm happy to be there for you and want to also extend my deep appreciation for all of you for being members of Parkinson's Recovery. As I'm sure many of you know, we do no advertising whatsoever in comparison to the Parkinson's Foundations or the Michael J. Fox Foundation that, you know, they spend many, many, many hundreds of thousands of dollars in their advertising. We have no advertising at all. So to be able to get your support on a monthly basis is really what enables us to be able to continue to pay the office expenses here at Parkinson's Recovery. Now, I didn't get any questions that were emailed to me that we needed to answer or any topics that you wanted to discuss. I kind of expected that because, of course, this is a holiday weekend. I did want to provide one wonderful discovery that I made just in the last several weeks. In the last couple of months, there was a recent study, 2021, that reported some really encouraging and spectacular results for a therapy called vagus nerve stimulation, or VNS. Now, I had seen presentations by other healthcare professionals that were advocating, oh, you need to stimulate your vagus nerve. And I'd always thought to myself, I think that really sounds like a good idea. And they have lots of reasons why they would give why that's a good idea. They would talk about it helps with reversing depression, with all kinds of other conditions that could be problematic in the body. I wasn't certain at that point that it would address the symptoms associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's. But the recent study convinced me to make sure that I let everybody know that I think this is a wonderful natural therapy you can do yourself, takes very little time over the course of the day, that I think will result in a significant improvement in your symptoms. Now, I'm using the word vagus nerve. It is the largest nerve in the body, and it extends really from the head, and that's mainly along the side of the neck up into the facial muscles and even into the brain, all the way down into your digestive system. Now, I know many of you are people who have listened to me say, look, the real issue for Parkinson's typically turns on issues with digestion. So instead of focusing on the brain, focus on your digestive issues. If you're having constipation, if you'll begin to address the digestive issues, I think you'll find your symptoms will show a marked improvement. Well, the vagus nerve touches into all of those areas. So as it turns out, the studies have found that what they ask their subjects to do for a month is to use what is called a vagus stimulator. It's just a handheld stimulation device. and to stimulate their vagus nerve, which means that they held this device up against the side of their neck for 2 minutes, six times a day. Now, that's not a lot to ask for anybody. Of course, you probably have to set some reminders over the course of the day on your phone to ring you up and say, okay, time to do your vagus nerve stimulation. That's what the subjects did. They did a pretest and then did the treatment and then did a post-test. And the results for persons who were having some mobility problems and other kind of challenges were really remarkable. Now, there are three different forms of vagus stimulation. The first is, as I've just described, a stimulator. You can go on to the internet and just do a search on VNS stimulation devices. And what I think you'll discover is that there are a number of options out there. So that's one possibility. Second of all, you can do it yourself. I mean, you don't have to purchase a mechanical handheld stimulator. You can massage the side of your neck, which does the very same thing. You just have to remember to do it at least six, if not more times a day. So you can make that a habit, do both sides of your neck, and see if you can't then celebrate after a period of time. It's not going to happen immediately that you'll notice that, whoa, my symptoms really are improved as a result of this very natural therapy. Now, there's a third option that some of you may even want to consider. They actually had the opportunity to implant, of all things, a stimulator that stimulates the vagus nerve. It's approved for a few very specialized conditions, in particular for epilepsy, as it turns out, and I think migraines as well. Now, it's not approved for the symptoms associated with a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. If for some reason you felt like, well, that's something you'd like to be able to explore, I think if you are a person who's having some significant migraines, then it's FDA approved for that. You could probably get your insurance to pay for it. Of course, to get surgery and to implant the device may not be the best choice now with all of the infections out there that are raging. So you don't really want to expose yourself to the possibility of being infected when you're into a medical kind of a setting. But still, you may want to consider that as an option or as an opportunity. But what I'm saying is there are two other options. One of them obviously costs nothing. You can just massage the sides of your neck. And you can look, by the way, obviously, you can do a search on the internet and you can say images of the vagus nerve, and you'll see how large and extensive this nerve actually is. So when there are energetic blockages that are obstructing the flow of energy through the vagus nerve, then you will begin to experience the symptoms that are really typically associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's. So it doesn't cost anything necessarily. Now, the actual stimulators, as I did a little search, look like you could get them with varying price ranges. I don't know of any specific one that I would recommend that you consider. Some of them will cost $300 or $400, I think maybe even $500, some of them less. So that's another possibility that you could consider as an option. But I wanted everybody to know here at the end of the year that in terms of research, there has been now recent evidence that's really very exciting, indicating that the vagus nerve stimulation devices are really helping people celebrate a remarkable reversal of their symptoms. And of course, as I mentioned in several of the recent support group gatherings, we also have now some very encouraging evidence for photobiomodulation. That's the low-level laser therapy. It's not called low-level laser therapy anymore. The researchers changed the name to a name that's a bit difficult to remember, photobiomodulation. People with Parkinson's are finding that it really is providing a welcome relief. It's a therapy you do have to do every day. It takes about 20 minutes. You have to put on a rather strange-looking helmet kind of a device where you push a button, you turn on the therapy, and you kind of sit there for 20 minutes. The company that I interviewed that is really doing wonderful research on this, and even research specifically related to Parkinson's, that I think was probably motivated by my several interviews with the CEO, inventor of the company, Dr. Lou Lim. And so I would recommend the Vialite, I think, is a top-class company. So if you want to do a device, I think that's a great option to pursue. They are a Toronto, Canada company, And they also generously were offering a 10% discount to members of my audience. So if you call them up, just make sure that you let them know that you're a part of the Parkinson's recovery community. If you're going to order a device online, the coupon code is HEALING, the number 4, and then the word ME. But if you just call them, they'll make recommendations on the devices that they think you might want to consider getting. They have a number of different options. They continue to do new developments. They are creating new products every year. And they have several that persons with Parkinson's have discovered are really making a big difference in terms of their success with their own very particular recovery program. So I guess in terms of thinking back over, okay, what's the deal in terms of success stories for the year? I think those are the two that I've been able to identify. The first is the photobiomodulation therapy. The second is the vagus nerve stimulator. And of course, the third that I also really strongly support is the electromagnetic pulse therapy. And there, again, a number of different devices out there, but that's another one that I think in terms of long-term benefits for persons in terms of helping address lots of different potential illnesses and problematic symptoms. I think that's one that really helps because it opens up the circulation throughout the body, and it's something you can do for yourself once or twice a day in order to be able to improve and maintain your health and wellness. So in terms of a summary of 2021, which of course has been a problematic year for everyone who has been a member of the global community, since we are struggling with the pandemic that just really doesn't seem to settle down here, even at the end of this two-year string of challenges. So let me check to see if we've got anybody in the chat room that's put in any kind of topics you want to discuss. And it's not surprising to me, we don't really have any other folks that have connected in today. I think everybody is going to be listening to the recording of our gathering. Feel free to email me if you've got any questions or issues or topics you want to address. Remember, I'm here for you to be able to provide the support you need to have a successful journey down the road to recovery. By way of summary, if you're listening to this recording, be sure here by the end of the year, 2021, to enter the coupon code SUCCESS if you decide you want to enroll in any of my online courses that I've developed over the last several years. And then finally, if you'd like to be able to get the ongoing coaching and support basically the ability for us to do consultations and figure out what's causing your symptoms and then develop a very specific program of recovery, that particular opportunity is available here just now over the coming week. By the end of the year, you will have to register. So feel free to consider that as an opportunity as well. Well, that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all of the children are, as you have well guessed it, profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you are a Parkinson's recovery member, you are journeying down the road to recovery successfully in your own time, in your own way, using your own decisions about what natural therapies would help you be able to obtain success on your ability to really reclaim your life force. Now, again, as you well know, my name is Robert Rogers. I'm the founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2004. We've been doing this for almost now two decades and will persist year after year after year until we get a critical mass of individuals that can celebrate a reversal of their symptoms, in a sense, across every country of the world. If you need to get in touch with me, you can call my cell phone. It's 360-789-1658. Thank you so much again for being here and being a member of Parkinson's Recovery. It means that we're able to continue with the work, the research, the posting, the courses, the interviews, and the radio shows here into 2021 and beyond. May you have a spectacular New Year celebration. And as a reminder, please listen to the weekly interviews and then the daily interviews that I focused on helping you be able to formulate a rich and a helpful set of intentions that will expedite your successful journey down the road to recovery. Many blessings. Thank you for being here. And again, happy holidays and may your new year be spectacular.